AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks finished the day higher. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 263 points. Investors feel weak numbers on job creation from the government, as well as trade talks, could mean a cut in interest rates. Only 75,000 jobs were created last month. But economist Gus Fauché says trade tensions with China and Mexico may be to blame.
I think that is an indication that this is perhaps a confidence problem. That being said, that means if these issues with the trade get resolved pretty quickly, that we could see job growth bounce back rapidly.
Trade talks with Mexico have been going on in Washington. President Trump says on Twitter there is a good chance there will be a deal, averting a 5% tariff. The AP's Chris Rugaber has more on the impact.
Tariffs are paid by the importing country businesses and consumers, so these would be paid by American companies or consumers, but it also may reduce imports from Mexico, and that would hurt Mexican companies in some cases. So they might decide to do at least part of or most of what the president is asking.
The president is demanding Mexico take a harder stand on Central American migrants. The University of Alabama Board of Trustees voted to give back a $26.5 million donation from a philanthropist, Hugh Cloverhouse, who recently called on students to boycott the school over Alabama's new abortion ban. Finis E. St. John is chancellor of the University of Alabama.
While we are grateful to all of our donors and supporters, and very grateful to this donor and this donor's family, donors do not dictate the administration of the University of Alabama.
And within minutes, a maintenance crew removed Culverhouse's name from the law school at Alabama that was named in his honor. The Trump administration has hit Iran with new sanctions that target its largest petrochemical company from providing support for the Revolutionary Guard Corps. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is suggesting sharp divisions with her colleagues. This is AP Radio News. A U.S. ship and a Russian ship were close to colliding.
Naval officers say the Russian destroyer put the safety of the USS Chancellorsville and its crew at risk, forcing it to reverse all engines at full throttle to avoid a collision. A helicopter that was operating at sea was preparing to land on the Chancellorsville at the time when the Russian boat traveling behind the U.S. ship speeded up and approached as close as 50 to 100 feet. For its part, the Russian military is accusing the American ship of making a dangerous maneuver by crossing the path of the destroyer craft. I'm Charles Ledesma.
FedEx is dropping a contract for air shipments of packages for Amazon within the United States, reducing its ties with an online retail giant that is expanding its own delivery business. The move doesn't affect FedEx's ground shipments inside the U.S. for Amazon. The FedEx deal with Amazon in air runs out at the end of the month. I'm Ed Donahue. AP Radio News.